The Arkansas banking industry is watching a bidding process early this week that developed as a bit of a surprise last week. That's one of the subjects covered in Roby Brock's weekly recap of the business and political news in Arkansas.
In surprise moves, Bentonville-based Arvest Bank and Pine Bluff-based Simmons First National Corporation submitted bids to acquire Little Rock-based Metropolitan National Bank, whose parent company Rogers Bankshares is embroiled in a bankruptcy proceeding. Arvest bid was announced in a legal notice in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette for an undisclosed figure, while Simmons First disclosed a $16.9 million bid in an SEC filing. Metropolitan officials announced in early July that the bank would be acquired by Ford Financial Fund II, a private equity fund led by Dallas investor Gerald J. Ford. Ford Financial Fund II said at the time it was aiming to purchase all of Metropolitan National Bank stock for $16 million and recapitalize the bank. Former President Bill Clinton used the forum of his presidential library to advocate for the Affordable Care Act, which hits a major milestone on October 1st when health insurance exchanges open a new online marketplace. Clinton spent his speech at the Clinton Center chronicling the positives and negatives of the current federal law. He also promoted Arkansas's private option plan and, in prepared remarks, recited the mechanics of how citizens can access the forthcoming options in Arkansas. State finance officials said that one-time sales tax audit payments and higher corporate income tax collections boosted August revenues. Sales tax collections also showed signs of life despite a sluggish year overall. The Department of Finance and Administration reported that August net available general revenues topped $387 million. That is up 5.1% above last year and 1.5% above forecast. Home Bankshares, the parent company of Centennial Bank, said it's received approval from the Federal Reserve Board and the Arkansas State Bank Board to move forward on its merger with Jonesboro-based Liberty Bankshares. In late June, Conway-based Home Bankshares triggered a summer of banking headlines with its $280 million acquisition of Liberty. Arkansas has a new public company, the spinoff of the El Dorado-based oil and gas parent company Murphy Oil Corporation. Murphy USA opened for trading on Tuesday, September 3rd on the New York Stock Exchange under the trading symbol MUSA. The stock began at $37.30 per share. The standalone company represents Murphy Oil's retail and refinery business segments. The Arkansas Economic Development Commission said Nordex USA will repay the state and city of Jonesboro more than $2.5 million in grants it received when it opened its North American wind turbine manufacturing facilities in Craighead County. Nordex announced in July that it would close the Jonesboro facility, which made parts for large industrial wind turbine units due to the uncertainty in the North American wind energy market. The company announced its location in Jonesboro in 2009. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas provides weekly recaps on most Mondays on Ozarks at Large. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks comes from Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys in offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.